Building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A homicide investigation is underway after two people were killed and a third person was injured in Notasulga. The shootings happened Sunday on Alabama Highway 14. The Macon County Sheriff says the shootings are connected to a domestic dispute. Montgomery police are investigating a deadly hit and run involving a pedestrian. This happened Sunday morning on Interstate 85 between Forest Avenue and South Union Street. Authorities received a call about a body found near the woods. Police determined the woman was hit and killed by a car. And a Selma man is behind bars after allegedly shooting into an apartment building and burning a car. Dallas County DA Michael Jackson says 18-year-old Giorgio Howell is now charged with shooting into an occupied building and criminal mischief. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Welcome, folks. This entire upcoming hour of news and views from 9 till noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. Jack Campbell is sick today. He called me. I'm feeling very well. And he sounded like he's dealing with some congestion. So Eddie Bader should be here in mere moments. But this entire upcoming hour of news and views on a Monday brought to you by Dan Black Studios. You should take those old stacks of videotapes, folks. They're not just collecting dust. They're also deteriorating over time. You are losing those memories. You filmed all these big family events, random Saturday afternoons, big events in life, whether graduation or any accomplishment out there. Maybe it was a wedding anniversary or a wedding itself. Who knows? The memories are precious to you. You filmed them for a reason. So why are you letting them deteriorate and losing those memories there on the shelf? Call Dan Black Studios at 279-6036, 279-6036, and preserve those old analog memories by bringing them into the digital future. 50% off the month of February for News and Views listeners. That's only on videotape transfers, does not include films. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design, video editing, video production from the ground up, whether training, video production, or TV commercials, online branding videos. So whenever you're thinking of video services as well as some audio and business services, think of Dan Black Studios. Again, their number 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black and the entire team over at Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of News and Views. Time for the show to begin.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. As I said earlier, Jack Campbell is feeling under the weather this morning. He called me bright and early. So in his stead, calling him off the bench, Eddie Bader. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Joey. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, though I had to stay inside all day yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
It has nothing to do with the fact that my oblique muscles are... Well, I worked out a little too hard.
I got you.
Just debilitated. It has more to do with the fact that, well, somebody is trying to summon Hillary Clinton.
I don't feel no ways tired.
No!
I come too far.
Would you please stop?
From where I started from.
No!
Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
No!
I don't believe he brought me this far.
Why?
To leave me.
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Sometimes, Hillary, life is an utter tragedy. Sometimes you're playing a cat and mouse game, and you realize you're the mouse. You're like, oh, I'm going to scurry away. And then you realize there's no mouse hole here. There's no little floorboard I can crawl under. The walls are sinking in, and the cat's going to get me. That should be you. The cat should be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But no. No.
Can't shame a Clinton, brother.
Michael Bloomberg. Yeah, it was the big news floated by the man himself, yeah. Matt Drudge. Though I believe he's sold the Drudge Report.
Yeah, I think Greg said that a while back, which makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, we've all seen the change.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, the change has been real, but apparently this is reporting from Matt Drudge himself.
Mm-hmm.
Though I'm starting to think, because the Bloomberg campaign came out and said, we're focused on winning and an agenda for the country, not VP speculation. I think Bloomberg is the one who leaked this to Drudge.
Oh, duh.
Of course. This is just to get us talking about crap. And I don't think it's a winning ticket.
No,
I think Hillary Clinton has been brought this far for him to leave her. She should be done when it comes to running for elected office.
Well, it will provide a good excuse for her.
Yeah.
You know, because of Bloomberg, because of somebody else this time. Once again, it has nothing to do with people just don't want her in office.
Right.
She's got to play that blame game.
Oh, of course. She blamed it on the Russians.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm sure Joe Biden's going to blame his very, very lackluster presidential campaign
what
so far.
What happened there, man? Somebody...
Well, he's going to blame foreign interference with Trump and Ukraine. But no,
oh,
Joe, it has more to do with the fact that you can't spit out a sentence without saying, where am I?
Right. Or you want to fight?
Yeah, you can't glad hand the public and the voters without, you know, smelling somebody's hair and kissing somebody's neck. And in all seriousness, what is Joe Biden really running on?
That I don't know.
Let's get the band back together?
Yeah, pretty much.
Without our lead singer? Yeah, you know, that's one thing that usually never works.
The lead singer doesn't really want much to do with Joe Biden at this point.
It worked for Journey. They found a brand new lead singer.
I don't know if it worked, Joey.
You don't like that guy?
No, man. They went through three or four of them. They even had an Asian guy.
Okay, the second guy who does faithfully.
Sorry, Joey.
I don't like that singer.
I'm Steve Perry from the get-go.
That's what Biden's essentially been saying. It's like, well, number one, I'm running because I was, remember me? I was the guy next to Barack Obama. Remember me, folks? And I was kind of the silly uncle. I was the drummer, or maybe the bass player.
Jimmy Carter's brother.
I'd say bass player because he doesn't have enough energy to be a drummer.
Yeah.
But you remember me? I was in the band, and man, me and Barry, me and Barack had some great hits together. So if you like that, how about we get the band back together? But Barack is now retired, so I'll be the lead singer now, as well as play bass. And I'm not going to play any of the old hits. I've gone into this new, like, prog rock phase.
Yeah.
But I just want to dip my toe in it. I'm not as, like, on the vanguard as somebody like AOC or Bernie Sanders.
Right,
I just kind of want to steal from their ideas. And really, we should just do this whole nostalgia normalcy thing without any of the stuff people thought was normal under the Obama regime. So, Biden, you're failing because of you.
Yeah.
You're failing because you've never been good at running for president. You're not failing because of Lindsey Graham. You're not failing because Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani discovered a lot of dirty crap over in Ukraine. You're failing because of you. And because Biden is failing, it has truly left this void, Eddie.
But now, how much do you think Biden is failing because voters are realizing he's just out of touch?
Oh, I think that's it.
I mean, they had a lot of hope in him, but, you know, here you put him on the road, and they're like, oh, man, he's not the guy we thought he was.
Not at all.
Right.
No, he's just, I mean.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And that's calling one of his supporters at, because that one lady's like, I'm going to vote for you, but I just want to ask about climate change. You want to fight?
Right. You want to do it? Hey, how about you? You notice he only challenges fat people to a push-up contest?
Yeah.
What kind of...
I would tell him, you
lion
get
dog-faced pony soldier only challenges fat people to push-ups.
Well, you get down there, you give me 10, Joe, I'll give you 10.
But and
you
he better watch out. There are a few fat folks who are very, very strong.
Thank
who
you.
Do a lot of push-ups.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you.
I wasn't... sure, Eddie.
Yeah. Come on.
No, because Biden is truly cratering.
Yeah.
It has left this massive void in the Democratic Party. And right now, their true leadership is Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, oof, Jerry Nadler, and Chuck Schumer. It's not a good look.
No, and their people that are still in the race are kind of along those lines, you know,
right,
those extremists.
So Bernie Sanders, I think, has been a genuine socialist. He has often apologized for socialist regimes, including the former Soviet Union.
He's also
I didn't like the police state, the Stalinist aspect of the Soviet Union. I didn't like that at all.
What did you like?
I liked that everybody had a chance.
No.
Yeah, we took out the kulaks.
Oh, I see,
yeah,
I see.
Something like that.
Now, did you enjoy the lines? Lines are okay?
Yeah. The bread lines were great. the gulags, I mean, it's much ado about nothing.
Oh,
I mean,
see, I see.
And by nothing, I mean nothing to eat.
Of course.
We're just re-educating people. But I think Bernie, as much as I can mock him, I think Bernie, careful what you wish for, folks. If he gets a nomination, he might be able to convince the American people to go along with this crazy
butt. I don't know, Joey. You know, everybody loves to hear you're going to have free this, free that.
Sure.
But the American public has slowly realized free means I'm paying for it.
Right. And a test run was that Elizabeth Warren stole from Bernie's ideas.
Yeah.
And she actually put some meat on the bone of, say, Medicare for All. And people went, what? You're going to raise my payroll taxes by how much?
No, but you'll end up spending less.
Yeah, she wouldn't answer a basic question. Is our taxes going to go up on the middle class? And she kept trying to do this game of, well, if you calculate your current premiums and deductibles and all this, like, well, I don't pay the deductible unless I get actually sick,
right,
Liz. So you want to just take more money out of my paycheck?
That's
in order to fit a one-size-fits-all government-run health insurance plan.
That always seems to leave me out.
And by the way, what government program has come in at budget, like accurate budget or under budget? Like,
not
especially
a,
big ones.
Not a one, but one thing, right, I always remind people, keep your government out. Remember, do not call. The do not call list. Our government is in charge of that. Do you see how well that works?
Right. Right.
They can't handle something that simple. Now, I guarantee you, you turn that over to private sector, boom, do not call, 2 days, I got it. Nobody's getting a call no more.
So Elizabeth Warren is cratering after trying to steal from Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden is just lost in the woods somewhere, challenging people to push-up contests.
Andrew Yang quit, what, a week
he
or so
quit,
ago?
Yeah. Deval Patrick, remember him?
No.
Yeah, he quit. Marianne Williamson, not too long ago, had to step out. Which is a shame. I really found her quite endearing.
I did, but, you know, honestly, out of all of them, Andrew Yang was, the most centered, normal person, yes. And they ran him out of there.
Yeah.
They promote someone like, well, I don't think they promoted, but Bernie ends up on top.
Also, Andrew Yang made the mistake of people, and it's something I've had to realize the hard way, is people don't completely respond just to, like, a cerebral campaign.
Right.
Like, okay, we're going to do math, and we're going to do numbers. And, no, people respond to, like, the gut. People respond to Donald Trump at the Daytona 500 saying, this is American glory right here. Fast cars competition.
I had somebody, a friend of mine, Democrat friend of mine, going, look at that. He's out there at Daytona. I'm like, right.
Right.
He knows his base.
Right. It used to be this tradition, and I guess he did this as well, but go to a baseball game. Go to the World Series, these sort of things. But Trump's now gone to what? College football games? The Super Bowl?
Yep.
NASCAR, Super Bowl, essentially.
I want a president that's not afraid, whether it's pretend or not, he's not afraid to get amongst the people and do things that we all agree, you know, enjoy. He's showing that he's trying to have some kind of connection.
Does this speak to any sort of policy?
Nah.
Does it have anything to do with math?
Nah.
No. It has to do with, oh, he's one of us.
Right.
There's always been this thing, especially now in the television internet era, of we want our president to be both like this symbolic spokesman,
mm-hmm.
like the spirit of the nation, kind of this, like a John Wayne spirit of the nation. But we also want the president to be this like technocratic bean counter mm-hmm. who knows every little dot and tittle of a policy. And I rarely do you find somebody who can be both.
No.
And I think Trump's more the performer. Trump's more the guy who speaks.
Oh, he's definitely the performer.
And he does have some negotiation tactics that he sticks by. He is a deal maker. In many respects.
After taking, last week I had to take a few classes, several days, all-day classes on negotiating. And, the art of the deal was brought up several times.
Yeah.
His negotiating style was brought up several times. It's very effective. Very effective.
And sometimes you leave, you push back from the table, and nobody's happy. Like, that just happened with Boris Johnson,
right.
Bojo. Like, apparently they had a shouting match with one another. Trump hung up the phone on him. This is over Britain. Allowing China and Huawei to mm-hmm. help develop their 5G networks. So, you know, sometimes it's not going to make everybody happy, and you don't get a deal. But maybe, I bet you down the road, Bojo and Donald Trump end up getting a deal.
He will. That's the thing. That's his style. He likes to go for the throat, and then he'll let you catch your breath and think, man, do I want to do that again, or do I want to kind of come to the table with
that? Back to the point at hand. What we started off with. Joe Biden's cratering. Yeah. Liz Warren's cratering. Yeah. The only person out there that seems to have organic legs, actual support from actual people mm-hmm. who believe in the cause is Bernie Sanders. And I know people support Bernie. I'm not going to knock them. I think they're wrong. I'll disagree with them. But I'm not going to knock them. And in fact, I will mock Bernie, but I mock all these folks.
How many people do you think supporting Bernie on the sense of he's not going to, they know he's not going to make it, but...
Well, there might be some of that.
Right. Just to say, hey, like third party. I was behind a third party for a while. I didn't always agree with exactly what was going on, but I want that third party in there.
Right.
I feel that third party needs to be there.
Right, exactly. And so, because the only other now in the betting odds, it's a good way to judge this, mm-hmm. you go to Real Clear Politics betting odds,
mm-hmm.
Michael Bloomberg has skyrocketed. And it's because, as we went over Friday, he's buying everything. And now for him to float this idea of, and it was him, not just Matt Drudge on his own.
Right,
like, Matt Drudge broke into the Bloomberg headquarters. No, somebody from Bloomberg called up Drudge, said
hey, you want another $5?
Yeah, we're thinking about Hillary Clinton.
I don't feel no ways tired.
No! Like, that's just miserable.
That's fingernails down the chalkboard.
You don't think you're going to win with Bloomberg and Hillary Clinton? Mm-mm. Hill Dog Rodham?
No. But I wonder how much, after the loss, I wonder how much longer Bloomberg will be alive.
At 272-9228, we have little Mike Bloomberg on suicide watch. 272-9228, News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joyous Bill.
Hey, Bill, how are you this morning?
I am doing good. You know, I have wondered when somebody was going to try to pull Hillary in.
Right.
I'm surprised that it was as a running mate. I really thought that they would probably try to pull her in as the presidential candidate.
Oh, me too. I thought, like I said, they were going to, like, sacrifice a goat or something and, summon her from the entrails.
It's coming. She's got to get in first.
Right.
I responded to Mike Bloomberg the other day. I got this random email after looking at some stuff on him on the internet. And I got this random email soliciting me for money and support. And I posed the question, and this is kind of funny, because, you know, he talks about getting, what, 700,000 people insurance in New York? And I asked one simple question, at what cost to the taxpayers? And I have received probably four or five emails thanking me for my support, which I don't know how I supported him. That's a pretty open-ended question, and I don't think it's in support. But I never got an answer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But kind of swaying away from the national politics, I just noticed on a little blurb that popped up on my phone that Stephen Reed has opened up a thing for the homeless, and it's Feed the Meter for the Homeless. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen the program, sure.
I'm curious, are we going to become a sanctuary city too?
Most likely not.
No, I think that was one of, I think he was asked that, and he said no.
He's, let me, I can tell, I mean, Stephen Reed, the new mayor, is clearly a progressive.
Yes.
But I think he realizes also where he's at. In terms of the state legislature, in terms of he's got a divided city council. Now, right. Glenn Pruitt is playing ball on this occupational tax. I don't like it. I just saw another thing about that this morning, Bill, But, you know, I'm not ready to jump to say he wants a sanctuary city because he's trying to help the homeless. I don't think he's going to go that far. He's going to more pick his shots where he can push the progressive agenda. And, you know, some of it might work. Especially if it's all voluntary basis, this thing like Feed the Meter for the homeless, I have no issue with that.
Right. That's a self tax. If you feel like doing it, you can do it. But
yeah, well, you know, to me that's just kind of a sign. If you notice, when a city gets a Democratic mayor, that's kind of the first step. If you go back about 30 years ago and look at what happened in Los Angeles and what happened in San Francisco, you'll see the footprints.
Oh, yeah.
And you see where that leads. So on the occupational tax, I got to suffer through about 13 years of the occupational tax in Birmingham, Alabama. I worked in Birmingham. I did not live in Birmingham. I lived in Helena, Alabama. And I paid them, I think, about $17,000, $18,000 over that period of time.
Yep. And did you get to...
Ironically, it was deemed unconstitutional.
And you got your
money
back.
And here is... No. Never got a penny of it back.
Right.
Here is the kicker. Up there, their list of people that were exempt was enormous.
Oh, I imagine so.
It was... Any kind of professional did not have to pay the tax. Lawyers, doctors, anything that was considered a professional trade was exempt. So basically, it was a tax on us peons.
Right. What a tax is.
And it irked me to no extent. I will be honest with you.
Yeah.
Well, and what hurt me this morning, Bill, I just saw another blurb on the occupational tax, and it was just put in such stark terms that if you want to work in the city of Montgomery, you must give them 1% of your income. And I had this thought of, like, isn't being able to work and make a living and make my own life and way in the world a human right?
Yes, it is.
And it just is a reminder, you know, it's one thing, again, if you have use taxes, like, hey, you use the road, you pay a little more in gas, like, I can maybe entertain that. But the idea of, like, oh, you're just in this area working, give us your money or you're not allowed to work, is, I think,
it's too far, and it's ridiculous. And I get why they're trying to do it. They're trying to double the budget and do all these big things. But and Clem Pruitt said it's for police. I'd imagine it'd also be for raises for teachers. But I just don't like the smell of it from the get-go.
All right, but do we not have a really healthy savings account in the city of Montgomery right now?
We've done better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, has Todd Strange, when he was mayor, sat there and bragged about it, which is a good thing, which is a great thing.
It's mostly from lodging taxes being increased.
Which just recently went up. The only thing I haven't liked ever since our election, every tax we have has started with a gas tax, has started steadily going up.
But it's everybody. You know, the Democrats' response to the State of the Union is, in Michigan, we're getting things done. Like, we Democrats are raising taxes to build infrastructures. Like, it's not just you Democrats. Kay Ivey just did it. But Kay Ivey wants more money. Education Trust Fund wants more money. The General Fund wants more money. Of course, Medicaid will need to be funded. The city wants more money, whether an occupational tax or a millage increase on property taxes for a school system that's just getting out of intervention. Like, the economy's good, so let's just raise taxes.
Because when the economy, we're in a secular cycle. When the economy does go south, these taxes are still going to be there, guys. Yep. These taxes are still going to be there.
Here's the thing about Glenn Pruitt's statement about it's for the police.
Yeah.
They're over 100 policemen short. Right. There should be, in that budget, there should be plenty of money.
There is.
Because they've been at a deficit for employees for a long time.
That's right.
So if you truly have a shortage and you're having a hard time reaching and getting more policemen, up the rate, because you're 100 short. You should have money in the budget to give them the ones you got
the current on staff.
So, you know, to me, that just doesn't weigh out.
It doesn't weigh out.
Here is the way we need to fight that increase, and that is zero exemption. The governor gets to pay it. Everybody in the state and federal government gets to pay it. The exemption list is nil. No one is exempt, including the mayor, including the police chief of police. And you'll see that occupation tax go away.
Well, actually, I think that's how it's going to be, with the one exception for the military base.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't have a problem with the military base.
Right.
But here's the thing. The same people that are voting on those exemptions are the same people that are putting this tax in. So who do you think?
No, I've got a feeling, guys, there aren't going to be any exemptions other than the military base. Last time it was found on constitutional bill, as you said earlier. So, and a lot of that had to do with those exemptions. And I don't think there will be any exemptions.
I'm willing to bet you that if it passes, there will be a long list of exemptions.
I agree with you, Bill.
I mean, by the way, Bill, since you're focused on local, have you found that missing plane yet in the Pike Road area?
I have not.
Yeah,
I was not really looking for it either.
Well, if they were looking that seriously for it, I think they would have had some drones.
It's just
out
such
there
a weird story. Makes me think like somebody called in a missing plane, but it was actually some like secret base or something.
What are you saying, Joey?
I'm not saying anything. I'm speculating.
And maybe they're searching for it by satellite, but I haven't seen any helicopters or planes running a search grid. So,
it's just a weird news story.
Well, the other day, one came across my Facebook, and you know it's true, that we have a coronavirus victim in Montgomery.
I saw that, but I wasn't able to confirm that one.
No one that I know could confirm.
Yeah, that one seemed like just straight up rumor. We'll see.
I think there was a call into this station about
that.
Yeah,
and I was like, thanks for putting that over the public airwaves, sir. Yeah, and he called back later and said, it was just a rumor. I'm like, thank you for correcting yourself, but let's not scare everybody just yet. But, Bill, I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Take care, Bill.
Have a good day.
You too. 272-9228 if you want to get in like Bill. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. 50% off the month of February for all News and Views listeners on video transfers. That's just tapes, not film, to digital format. Call them today, 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios being a great sponsor this hour of News and Views. More News and Views. Joey Clark and Eddie Bader when we come back.
the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Ryan's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Ryan. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbyluke.com today. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
84417.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you
later. Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local. Think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank, and it's going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright-colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in that's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. Jack Campbell is feeling under the weather. He really did sound like, say, when feeling like full body, like, but some serious head cold. His voice sounded terrible. So he'll get well.
Dog probably kept him up all night beating him up.
rest up, Jack Campbell, and get back here tomorrow. We got, I believe we have Jessica Taylor, candidate for Congress, program tomorrow. Just for a quick stop by, about 15 minutes at 10 o'clock. Wish we could have her for longer because I like long, free-form discussions, as you know. But busy people here in the crunch time. We're now essentially 2 weeks out.
Yeah, I'm glad she's coming by, though, man. She's really interesting. I might call in with a question.
And I finally got squared away. I'm registered to vote at my new apartment.
Yay, Joseph.
So I'm, I guess, voting at Vaughn Park Church
or something like that.
Yeah, I know. Mostly the local stuff is what I'm interested in. But we'll see where that goes.
The only thing with our national stuff, and I enjoy it, and I do see it as my right and my my job to vote. But a lot of times it's
a foregone conclusion. We went over this last time you were on the program.
I'm a drop in a bucket, you know.
Say, Eddie, it's Michael Bloomberg, Mini Mike, thigh for mass dead energy.
I wonder if he wears lifts.
And crooked Hillary.
Yeah.
Imagine it's Michael Bloomberg, Hillary Clinton on the ticket, general election against Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Who do you think earns the support of the electoral votes of the great state of Alabama? Donald Trump and Mike Pence or Hillary Clinton or Michael Bloomberg and Hillary Clinton?
Well, I got to be honest, man. Bloomberg came by the other day, and I think he had an audience of 12, so that's very threatening.
That is.
But math tells me again, Trump's got it.
Exactly. This is the point. On the national level, voting for president here in Alabama, it's going to be Trump. It's Trump all day, every day here in this state, and God bless Alabama for that. But it's kind of a foregone conclusion in that regard. Whereas a lot of the action, for instance, here on the state level for a federal race with the Senate race, I don't see any path to victory for Doug Jones.
I don't, man.
So most of the action's going to be in the primary here on March 3rd.
Yep.
And I did entertain the idea, but if you vote in the Democratic primary, you're not allowed, to vote in the runoff.
Yeah.
So I did entertain the idea, though, because there is some action on the Democratic side of the aisle with the presidential primary.
Mm-hmm.
That's always interesting. And I'm not sure who I'd go with now because Yang dropped out. I really like the Yang gang.
I did, too, man. And
Marianne's gone. Deval Patrick's gone. Cory Booker's dropped out. Kamala Harris.
Man, I really hate Booker dropped out.
Yeah. You know what's happened here is Joe Biden has clogged up the moderate lane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's what happened last time with Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio and John Kasich.
You're exactly right.
You remember the Kasich-Cruz alliance that really didn't hold up
at all? The Titanic?
Yeah. That was terrible. You remember, not John Kasich. Ted Cruz picked Carly Fiorina.
Yes.
As his running mate early. So I guess Bloomberg's floating that. But we'll get to all this stuff, folks. We've got Senator John Kennedy, one of my favorites, talking about Attorney General Barr.
Oh, okay.
And it seems like Donald Trump is listening to Attorney General Barr.
I hope so, man.
No, Trump, in classic fashion, didn't say, oh, sorry, William Barr. Sorry, Bill. Didn't mean to step on your toes there. He said, though I have never done it, I do have the legal right to interfere. I'm like, yes, but really, why push it that far?
That's just Trump.
He's just trolling. So Senator John Kennedy is going to speak to that. Apparently, there's a new Joe Biden interview out.
Oh, really?
So we can watch the last statements of The Walking Dead here in a moment. But first, folks, we have a new sponsor here on News.
Oh, cool. News. Cool.
Prattville Carpet.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, they're located right there on the mainway, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, right there off interstate.
Yeah.
2201 Cobbs Ford Road. Their phone number is 285-8117, 285-8117. And the owner's Ray Bowles. Great guy. He'll be calling in here in about 20 minutes.
Cool.
He'll be calling every weekday at about 10 in the morning.
All right.
It might be a little earlier, a little later, depending on both our schedules. But Ray Bowles, the owner of Prattville Carpet, will be calling us. They do hardwood floors, laminated, all kinds of carpet. I need to ask. I haven't asked him yet. I'm looking forward to the conversation here in 20 minutes. I know it's out of style, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But do they have shag carpet?
I saw some shag.
Because I really want a carpet that's impossible to clean.
That's Joey, what I'm looking but for. When you're passed out on carpet of shag,
right?
It's like you're living here in the woods.
Exactly. Wait, why are you passing out on your floor?
It happens sometimes. I trip over the dog, like the governor.
Exactly. But Prattville Carpet, locally owned and operated. It's a family affair over there, a family-owned flooring store. They pride themselves on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installations. They offer a wide variety, as I just said, wide variety of flooring options, whether carpet, hardwood, laminate, luxury vinyl, ceramic tile. From a simple but elegant backsplash on your kitchen. I remember my folks did that to our kitchen when I was living in County Downs.
Yeah.
It's just easier to clean because especially over the stovetop, you get cooking steaks on there or something, stuff starts splattering. Much easier to clean, and it's very tasteful. It looks great. And also, they not only do like a backsplash in your kitchen, they could do a whole like walk-in shower.
Ooh, now that's cool.
Like all tile, that's easier to clean again, looks fantastic.
And it raises the value of your house tons, believe you me. Yeah,
they can do a small job or a full remodel, whether the kitchen or the bathroom for you folks.
Excellent.
So call them today. It's Ray Bowles and his son, Ronnie Bowles. They're proud to own and operate Prattville Carpet. And so if you can stop by the showroom at 2201 Cobbsworth Road or call them, 285-8117, 285-8117, they can actually do a free in-home consultation. Actually stop by your place, see what they're dealing with, like firsthand knowledge of the situation, and they can really accurately say, hey, here's what we can do for you. So check them out today, folks. Prattville Carpet, great new sponsor here of News and Views. We'll be talking to Ray Bowles, Ray, here in just about 18 shopping minutes.
Sweet.
Should be good. 272-9228, 272-9228. More News and Views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's time for the 2020 Home Building and Remodeling Expo, brought to you by the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association. February 21st through the 23rd at the Montgomery Multiplex at Crampton Bowl. Find new ideas and new concepts for your home. Find the perfect vendor for your home building and remodeling project. And see Sean O'Neill, Fox TV's Master Chef winner. For more information and money-saving coupons, log on to gmhba.org or call the GMHBA office at 334-277-7766.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500. 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Good morning, everybody. Patchy, dense fog and spots could slow you down this morning. Otherwise, look for a warmer day today with a high temperature up around 70. I think most of us stay dry. I can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area. Showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night as a front approaches. The overnight low tonight, 59. Tuesday's high, 73. A cooler day Wednesday with the risk of showers continuing. And rain becomes likely again Wednesday night into Thursday, and a cold rain indeed. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Just starting out slow here on a Monday. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Again, this hour of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage as a News and Views listener to get 50% off all video transfers to digital format. That's only for tapes. Film's not included this month, but be sure to call 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black and the team you're a listener to News and Views and get that 50% off. Thank you again to Dan Black Studios for being a great sponsor here of the program. So,
yes.
Do you really think the Democrats are ready? And by, I'm not talking about the rank and file, the everyday voter. I mean the upper echelon Democrats. Mm-hmm. I think, as we've been saying over the last few months now, this whole impeachment thing, and now this big game to paint William Barr, the Attorney General, as a personal lawyer partisan for the president, I think they don't know what to do about what's happening with John Durham, the U.S. Attorney.
They don't have a clue.
And by the way, folks are like, oh, see, the game's being given away. McCabe wasn't charged.
Mm.
Well, he wasn't charged on the one thing recommended by the Inspector General. What did the Inspector General recommend something to be done with? Okay, Andrew McCabe lied to OIG investigators about leaking to the media. I mean, if they had gone after him, how much could they have gotten him for? That's the question.
More embarrassment than anything
else. Right. And also, they declined to do Comey on the same basis.
Right.
Essentially, the idea, I believe, that's happening is these are ticky-tack fouls.
Right.
I mean, I understand the go hard at them for even the smallest things, because would they forgive Republicans for doing the same? Probably not. However, when you're trying to fry some big old fish, like, say, John Brennan, you shouldn't get distracted by the lesser charges.
By the hush puppies?
Yeah. Let's just focus on folks like John Brennan. And in particular, John Brennan is one of these guys that I hope people on the left and the right can agree is very suspect. Even if all this stuff,
man.
This idea that Brennan was the one who disseminated a lot of the Steele dossier, who gave it the impression that it was good intelligence work. To the FBI and others who maybe put this stuff, he put the Steele dossier, now known disinformation campaign information funded by the DNC and Clinton campaign, into the, remember the intelligence community assessment?
Yes.
The ICA, 17 agencies. Well, it was actually only three, and really it was only one, and it was a CIA effort weirdly spearheaded in an unusual way by John Brennan, is how they came up with that assessment. So I think Russia definitely did some stuff. Like, there were examples of them setting up social media accounts that were for different causes, like libertarians for, you know, a great free country, or they set up for all different identity groups, whether it's libertarian, feminists, black issues, these sorts of things.
They ran a disinformation campaign.
And then once they got a bunch of followers, but really, I think it's been overblown.
The
collusion, you know, I was yelling about this Friday. But this narrative, I think, is incredibly irresponsible, because if, in fact, the Obama administration going out decided to use the intelligence agencies and surveillance capabilities of those agencies to spy on an incoming candidate, that's, to quote Joe Biden, a big effing deal. A very big deal. And I don't care your political party. We should be very suspect of what's happened with our surveillance systems. I think there's more abuse than just Carter Page and looking into the Trump administration. The only FISA application that has been declassified that we've seen is Carter Page's. Mm-hmm. And it's now been shown by the Inspector General, though if you listened to Devin Nunes 2 years ago, you would have had the same story, that they abused the process. They misinformed, lied to the court, withheld information, in one case completely changed the meaning of what Page had said, that they said he did, in fact, work for the CIA, helping the CIA get information on Russians. He worked as an informant. The FBI changed that to say he did not work for the CIA. So it was outright lying, fabrication.
But why were they doing that?
I think it's because some of them had an axe to grind against President Trump. I also think, though, it has to do with, okay, this is the road we're going down.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
prove this, damn it. By hook or by crook, we're going to make sure that the story we've been saying stays consistent. And you better believe, folks, from the Inspector General's report, the FBI knew pretty early on they had nothing.
Yep.
They understood pretty early on when they sent these confidential human sources, or whatever they're calling them, spies, to go talk to George Papadopoulos and Carter Page. They knew they didn't have anything.
Right. That's why.
And really, you opened up an investigation because a young guy who was a little drunk at a dinner party said, yeah, some weird professor named Missoud said they got dirt on the Clintons, or Russians got dirt on the Clintons. Wait, so dinner party talk, drunken dinner party talk, opened up a massive investigation that wasn't opened and then closed within a month. That'd be one thing if you look into it. No, it went on until the president is president. He's not just a candidate. He's not just president-elect. You had Comey hanging over his head. You had the people leaking to the press left and right. This is a big deal. And it's something, say, somebody like Edward Snowden warned about. That when you create this much power in secret, it is ripe for abuse. Ripe for abuse.
Hey, quick question about Snowden. Mm-hmm. Where do you see Snowden 5 years from now?
Who knows, man?
Do you think he's still
probably
unwelcome?
Probably still stuck in Moscow.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I don't see an end game to that.
You get a president, like Tulsi Gabbard said she'd pardon Snowden.
I'm really surprised that Trump doesn't do something with Snowden.
See, but Trump, I could find the clip, but Trump, even on the campaign trail, was like, you know, when it comes to safety or security, you know, the Bill of Rights, nothing like it. Nothing like the Bill of Rights. But there's some pretty bad dudes out there. So Trump has this sort of knee-jerk, we need to get the bad guy, we need to solve the problem.
Right.
I don't want to be restrained by things. It's a part of Trump that I get a little suspicious about.
Mm-hmm.
Like that weird comment, like with Tiananmen Square, he's like, well, they were very strong.
See?
They're very strong. Stuff like that makes me go, okay. But in the meantime, I just think we should wake up. And so when you're hearing all this hooting and hollering about Attorney General Barr, folks, mm-hmm. and how he's corrupt and the DOJ is not independent or objective anymore, oh, give me a break.
Well, who was Barack's Attorney General?
Eric Holder.
Right.
And then Loretta Lynch.
Right. And did you at any time ever think they were the Attorney General or his personal attorneys?
No, I thought they were the Attorney General, and they're appointed by the president, so they're looking after the president's
back. Thank you.
I thought that's kind of how it worked.
That's
we don't have an independent Justice Department.
Right.
We have an appointed Justice Department.
Right.
And so, yeah, all this screaming and yelling is just disingenuous to me. And also, imagine, folks, this is why I keep saying partisanship. And I don't mean just competing for your team, voting for who you like, but true blue or red partisanship has this aspect to it where even if somebody presents something to you as objectively as possible, mm-hmm. you're so in the tank for your team that even an objective call you're going to say is biased.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem that you got to, you know, imagine watching Auburn-Alabama football game. And it's clearly pass interference, say, against Alabama, against Auburn. If you're a Bama fan, most Bama fans are going to go, that's not pass interference.
Exactly.
Come on, ref. That was nothing. That was nothing. It was the receiver that initiated contact anyway. You make excuses for your side. So it's rich to me that there are folks out there who say, we want you to be objective, when they never try to be objective.
Right. And it's usually those that yell the loudest.
Right. Well, and it kind of made me laugh the other day. Sean Hannity had on Lara Logan.
Oh, I haven't seen
And
that.
He said something like, journalism is dead. And Lara kind of rolled her eyes. I'm like, Sean, yeah, it's dead because you've helped kill it.
Right.
Like, yeah, I guess it is. You were there when we all beat it to death.
Yeah.
And because Lara's actually does a pretty darn good job with her new Fox show.
Yeah.
And for Sean to be asking her all these editorializing questions kind of shows her point, not Sean's.
Right.
So it's just, we got to wake up to the idea that, yes, partisan politics is at play. And all this yelling and screaming you're hearing is more about protecting their own tails.
Oh, definitely.
Than anything about the Attorney General. We'll get into that. Senator John Kennedy coming up.
Cool.
Also coming up, we'll be talking to Ray Bowles of Prattville Carpet. But before we do all that, I've been telling Eddie off air, telling a lot of folks, I am incredibly sore. Now, I asked for it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm sore in the places I knew I would be sore.
You have a glutton for punishment, my friend.
Working out with the owner over there, Alex, at Express Fitness 24/7. Got a great workout in Friday before the weekend's festivities,
well,
and I'm still sore from it.
He is making Joey his walking billboard.
I'm having a lot of fun over there. A lot of great folks. Jennifer at the front desk. Her husband, John, is trainer over there. There's so many trainers there on staff. Now, they cost a little extra if you want to go get a trainer, but to sign up at Express Fitness 24/7 is a low sign-up fee, then a low month, very low month-to-month
That's
rate.
Great.
And you get 24/7 access, state-of-the-art equipment, whether it's two different rooms of cardio equipment and a whole other activity room. If you're looking to do, sometimes they have classes there on weekday nights.
Yeah.
But then state-of-the-art equipment in terms of free weights, so heavy barbells and plates or dumbbells or plate-loaded machines or cable weight machines.
Options just go on.
There's rooms on top of rooms on top of rooms.
Wow.
I'm going to the Harrison Road location, what I'm describing, 3331 Harrison Road. Express Fitness 24/7 took over the Hogan's Gym location. So it's a great kind of mashup of folks that We're going to Hogan's, folks. We're going to Express Fitness 24/7. They're all together now, and I'm really enjoying it. Check them out today, folks. And when you become a member, it's not just that location at Harrison Road. You can come work out alongside me if you like. I don't talk much. I'm working out. But when you become a member, you have access to all Express Fitness 24/7 locations around the River Region. Check out Express Fitness 24, the number 24.com, to find out what location is best for you. And if you do stop by, be sure to tell them Joey Clark from the radio sent you. More news and views when we come up, or come back, and coming up is Ray Bowles.
That's right.
Prattville Carpet. Should be fun talking to Ray. Be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves, but not by themselves. Go to JennyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JennyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Cydex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact,